From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Chloe, August 28th. 10 stories, evidence-led, no fluff, small inputs compound. Let's get into it. First from Cup of Joe, rainy day activities. If you're trying to access a website and keep getting stuck on a CAPTCHA verification page, it's a bit frustrating, right? Usually the CAPTCHA should complete itself, but if it doesn't, just click the checkbox to verify you're human. If you keep getting redirected back to the same page after verifying, there's a way out. You can reach out to the support team for help. Just make sure to mention the RAID ID and your client IP in your message so they can assist you more easily. Small step, but it should help you get back on track. Next, second from Baddest Matriarch. Cornhole, back to school, motherhood, and more. Hey there. So, it's back to school season, and it sounds like the kids are settling in nicely. You know how those 6 hours can feel like a mini vacation, right? This weekend, there's a cornhole tournament with a country theme, even if country isn't everyone's favorite. The outfit sounds fun. Love the throwback vibe with the Jessica Simpson shirt. On a more serious note, there's a lot of talk about postpartum mental health, highlighting how many women go undiagnosed. It's staggering that nearly half of women with perinatal mood disorders aren't identified. And the ongoing trial about postpartum mental health is raising important questions. The arguments being made are frustrating, especially when they dismiss women's health issues. There's also some exciting research on stem cells from menstrual blood that could help with healing infertility. It's still early days, but it's fascinating to think about the potential. Plus, there are some great reads and resources out there for moms navigating these challenges. If you're looking for a good book for kids, I found a fantastic site. Anyway, what's on your mind? Up next, third from Kate Veller. We actually kind of love the Rosh Hashanah decor at Home Goods. Home Goods has rolled out a surprising selection of Rosh Hashanah decor this year, building on their quirky offerings from Passover. Among the highlights is a round challah cake stand that looks great, but lacks practicality, as it's more decorative than functional. The glassware collection is charming, featuring beautiful designs with apples and honey, though it's puzzling that there's no matching honey jar, which feels like a missed opportunity. The ceramic apple and honey figurines are adorable, especially with their cute Shanatava tags. However, the apple and honey basket feels a bit generic without a real basket and could use more seasonal flair. The Shanatava tabletop decor gets points for creativity, while the pomegranate taper candle holders add elegance, even if they're not traditional for the holiday. Interestingly, there's no Rosh Hashanah garland this year, which is a letdown after the fun Passover version. But overall, it's heartening to see Rosh Hashanah getting more attention at Home Goods, and it's clear there's room for growth in future collections. And then, fourth from Kay Veller, a new Jewish summer camp movie starring Johnny Knoxville is coming this September. A new comedy called Tiny Fugitives is set to hit theaters on September 18, featuring Johnny Knoxville and a group of tween boys at a Jewish summer camp. The film captures the essence of summer camp life, showcasing the excitement and camaraderie that comes with it. The trailer reveals a nostalgic manifesto about camp, highlighting the contrast between the carefree camp experience and the challenges of school life. The plot centers around the boys' plan to extend their time at camp, with Knoxville playing a strict counselor who aims to keep them in line. The film promises a mix of humor and heartfelt moments, including potential camp romances and memorable antics. Directed by Michael Lewin, known for his work on Trainwreck, and co-written by Jacob Kaplan, this film adds to the growing trend of Jewish summer camp stories in cinema. With a talented young cast, Tiny Fugitives looks to be a fun addition to the genre, especially as we celebrate the legacy of classics like Wet Hot American Summer. Next, fifth from Family Troubles. The pathway out of hell is through misery. In a recent NPR segment, psychologist Marsha Linehan discussed the concept of radical acceptance, especially in the context of estrangement. She emphasizes that pain is a part of life, but our reactions to that pain can lead to prolonged suffering. Radical acceptance involves acknowledging the reality of a situation, like a child's estrangement, without trying to change it or forcing an understanding that may never come. Many parents resist this idea, fearing it means giving up on their child or agreeing with negative perceptions. However, acceptance doesn't equate to approval of the estrangement. It simply allows for a more peaceful existence without the constant struggle against reality. Linehan suggests that acceptance can actually facilitate reconciliation, as it helps parents avoid desperate behaviors that may push their children further away. It's important to recognize that acceptance is not a one-time decision, but a practice that requires ongoing effort. Parents might find themselves accepting the situation in one moment and resisting it in the next. This back and forth is normal and doesn't signify failure. With time and practice, the moments of peace can become more frequent, allowing for a healthy or emotional state while remaining open to the possibility of repair. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.